Good morning. I'll call this regularly scheduled meeting of the Public Service Commission to order. It is, what day is today? March 3rd, Wednesday at 10 a.m. We're meeting in the 12th floor of the State Capitol in the Commission's hearing room. I'm Julie Fedorchak, and also present with me are Commissioner Randy Christman and Commissioner Brian Crotchis. So we have a quorum. I don't have any opening comments at the moment. I'll turn it over to my colleague, Commissioner Christman, to see if he does.
2 weeks ago, we spent, all of us, I think, quite a lot of time in opening comments talking about the electric grid problems. And I put off something that I was looking forward to talking about in opening comments, and so now I'm going to do that today. NARUC is the National Association of Utility Regulators. Keep in mind, there's a lot of states that have five or one or two even have seven members. So, you know, you're talking well over a couple hundred regulators across the country. We're kind of divided. We also have a regional organization. In our case, our region has like 14 states. It's called MARC, and it kind of goes generally from here to Texas and over to Michigan. Or I'm not sure exactly the 14 states, but anyway, the top leader of NARUC is elected, and it kind of rotates through these regional organizations. And the way that people are elected to that is when it's a particular region's turn, you elect someone, and then they become the second vice president and the first vice president, and ultimately, a few years later, the president of the national organization. As far as I know, North Dakota's only had one president ever, and that was Tony Clark. If there was someone else, it goes back much farther than I can recall. But at a recent meeting of MARC, and it is MARC's turn to choose that person who would then become second vice president in 2022, first vice president in 2023, and then president of NARUC in 2024. And at our recent meeting of MARC, we had two really good candidates. I had a hard time not trying to find a way to split my vote and vote for both because they were both really good. But I think North Dakota should feel awful proud to know that with that tough competition, Commissioner Julie Fedorchak was chosen by MARC to be the next second vice president of NARUC and ultimately president in 2024. And that is a very, very high honor to be chosen by your peers around the nation among all the utility regulators. And I wanted to bring it up because I knew she probably wasn't going to make a big deal of it. But congratulations.
Thank you, Randy. It's going to be a fun and challenging experience. I'm looking forward to it. Appreciate Tony Clark's encouragement for me to pursue that, and your guys' support and the support of the commission, because it's going to ultimately create a little bit more work for all of us, but I think it'll also create some opportunities for us as well, and certainly some opportunities to elevate some of the issues that are important to North Dakota and some of the great things that are happening here. So looking forward to it. Thank you very much. Commissioner Crotchis?
I would echo Commissioner Christman's thoughts. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much. All right. With that, we have a couple items on the consent and our minutes from the last meeting. I move approval of those.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Sensing no further discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Steve. All right, moving on to our regular agenda. It's a little bit shorter today, and I don't have any items in it, so I'll kick it back over to you, Commissioner Christman.
I move the commission issue a notice of filing and hearing in the application of Basin Electric Power Cooperative 230 KV Transmission Line Project, Montreal County, citing application case number PU-21-49.
Second.
On January 27th, Basin Electric filed a combined application for a corridor certificate and the route permit to construct 26 and a half miles of 230 kV electric transmission line. It will be extending from the existing Nesset substation northwest of Tioga to a new proposed North Shore substation. This will all be in Montreal County. The issues to be considered in the case are, will the proposed facilities produce minimal adverse effects on the environment and upon the welfare of the citizens? Number two, are the proposed facilities compatible with the environmental preservation and the efficient use of resources? And number three, will the proposed facility minimize adverse human environmental impact while ensuring that energy needs are met and fulfilled in an orderly and timely fashion? And this order, I think we need to address it in scheduling yet, but this would propose to have the public hearing scheduled to begin May 6th of this year at 9:30 a.m. At the Montreal County South Complex, which is located at 8103 61st Street Northwest in Stanley.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Just for the record, I want to note that I'm recusing myself from that case. My family has, I'm part of a partnership that has land in this area, and we have a lease, as far as I understand, for this project will cross our land, so that's why I'm recusing myself.
Okay, moving to my second item on my portfolio, I move the commission issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Red River Rural Telephone Association, designated eligible carrier expansion, application case number PU-21-88.
Second.
On February 17th, Red River filed an application for designation as an ETC for the purpose of receiving Federal Communication Commission Rural Digital Opportunity Fund funding in specified census blocks in rural areas of North Dakota. We talked about that. We had a number of these cases the last two meetings for this RDOF fund, as it's called. The FCC requires that Red River be designated as an ETC by June 7th in order to qualify. The issues to be considered in the matter are three. Number one is the applicant qualified? Number two, what universal service support area should be designated? And number three, is the designation of the applicant as an ETC in the public interest? So people that are interested are invited to comment on the application in writing. Persons that desire a hearing must file a written request identifying their interest in the proceeding and the reasons for requesting a hearing. The comments and requests for hearing must be received by April 12th. If deemed appropriate, this commission can determine the matter without a formal hearing. Red River, in this case, is part in the bidding process of what is called the Great Plains Consortium, which includes some co-ops in South Dakota, and it just nicks up into North Dakota a little bit. I'm not positive exactly, but I believe Red River and the North Dakota part is only like single-digit locations. Maybe you could count them on one hand, even in a few thousand dollars. So it's not much, but it just does edge into here. But after this one, I think we'll have all of these. Just about all of these that I'm expecting, we'll have all of them that come from the co-ops, let's say that. Midco has some as well, and I didn't write down the number, but they have ETC status in the areas where they were successful at bidding, so they, I don't believe, will need to be filing an application. And then there's one other bidder who has actually quite a few locations, about maybe 30% of the locations in the state, and about $8.5 million. We do not have an application in from them, but it's not one of our North Dakota companies, so I'm not really familiar with them. Altogether, counting that one that I'm not too familiar with, the whole RDOF bid letting, if everything came to fruition, covered about 2,780 locations, and it would be over $20 million of this RDOF money. So whether that one develops or not, it is an exciting prospect, and hopefully we won't run into any problems either through the ETC status or the final awarding by the FCC.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That concludes my portfolio.
Thank you, Commissioner Christman. Commissioner Crosses.
All right, thank you, Madam Chair. I have one item. I move the Commission issue a notice of hearing in NODAC Electric Cooperative Incorporated versus Otter Tail Power Company complaint, case number PU-20-356.
Second.
A public hearing on this case will begin Friday, April 16th, 2021 at 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time in the Commission Hearing Room here on the 12th floor of the State Capitol in Bismarck. This relates back to a complaint that was filed on July 29th, 2020 by NODAC Electric Cooperative. Their complaint states that Otter Tail Power Company threatens to extend its service to serve a customer in the McFarland's addition in Pembina County, North Dakota, which is a part of the city of Drayton now. It was recently annexed into the city of Drayton, and they are doing so, Otter Tail Power, without first obtaining a certificate from the commission that public convenience and necessity require an extension of service. This service location, as mentioned, was recently annexed into the corporate limits of the city of Drayton. NODAC further alleges a system extension by Otter Tail Power would interfere with NODAC service and system and would be a wasteful duplication of facilities. On December 11, 2020, Otter Tail Power filed a motion to dismiss, stating the commission lacks the authority to grant the relief requested by NODAC. The issues to be considered in this matter is whether the commission should grant Otter Tail Power's motion to dismiss, whether Otter Tail Power's extension would interfere with existing services provided by NODAC, and if there would be a duplication of services, whether the duplication would be unreasonable. For more information, individuals can call the Public Service Commission here at the State Capitol. Our number again is 328-2400, and this is a proposed location for a new Love's truck stop. It's just west of I-29. And I was going to say next to the city of Drayton, but it is now a part of the city of Drayton. And again, what we'll be looking at is whether this is a wasteful duplication of facilities. NODAC also states that an agreement with Otter Tail Power exists, a service area agreement that they've had in place for some period of time. They contend that would be violated. So our job is to get both parties in the room. We can ask the appropriate questions and then make a decision based on the evidence.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
And that concludes my portfolio.
All right. Thank you, Brian. So let's see, a couple announcements. We had our public input sessions yesterday for MDU. We have some coming up tomorrow on the XL rate case. We'll be having them at noon and 5:30, as we did for MDU. And then, let's see, on the 17th of March, we will be having the formal hearing on the MDU rate case, and that's scheduled for a couple of days. And in between now and then, we have a whole lot of legislative issues on the agenda. So that kind of summarizes our announcements. We'll now take a brief recess, followed by a short break, since this was kind of short already. And then we'll go probably right into the admin portion of the meeting. So we are adjourned for questions.